Mr. Chairman, there was one other thing that actually Roger and Kevin talked about a little bit. Just on common sense, when you look at the Oxbow levy, from the first plans to the later plans, it did seem to push more towards the east. And I think that's why some common sense people thought there was an effect on the river as how high the river would go. I think some of the public input we've had has had been that. However, we don't have that happen. In the flood of 209, there's an area that is now going to be protected that wasn't protected, was full of water. So I think some people, common sense-wise, would say that must affect the river and its height.
Well, the one area where I would say to that is I don't want to trust common sense, and I don't want to trust lawyers. I want to trust engineers when it comes to these things. And that's kind of where, because this gets into the scientific data that we need to do, and we need to be listening to our engineers. And that's why I asked the question, if Oxbow, Hicks, and Bakke was a standalone, would there be impacts that would spread into Minnesota as a result of that standalone project? And what I'm hearing today is the answer to that is no.
And I agree with Kevin. So that's what I'm saying. It's just as some people came and said, you moved the levy, so therefore there must be a cause and effect. Yeah. You've just answered the question. The engineers say no. So that's...